Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story. As usual, it's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today. And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3,496, and today's date is November 10th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Election Rigging System is About to Be Exposed. This time, Trump has government control. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now panicking because Trump, he's sending out the message, it is now time to end the endless. And they see what's coming. They understand that he's going to go after the private West Central Bank. They understand that he's going to shut down not just the private West Central Bank system in this country, because once he does that, it's going to spread across the world. And every single central bank system that was set up, it is all going to come down. And this is what they're most panicked about. They're panicked because once that happens, the central bank system, those individuals who wanted to control the creation of our currency, those individuals that wanted to control the government, control every aspect of our lives, it completely and utterly disappears. Think about all the organizations that they set up with all the money laundering, with all the corruption, with all the money printing. All of this completely ends. Taxation without representation, that ends. Currency manipulation, that ends. Manipulation of the economic system, that ends. Their entire power structure completely and utterly comes down. And this is what they're going to fight against. Trump and the Patriots, I do believe they know this. They know that these people are going to do whatever they possibly can to maintain control. Because remember, when they lose all this, their entire criminal organization across the country, across the world, completely ceases to exist because they can't fund it. They could try, but they're not going to have the free money from we the people anymore. And you could see that Governor Newsom, he's doing whatever he possibly can to basically keep control of what they have done, to show people, look, what we've been doing is actually working, and we need to continue on moving forward with the Green New Scam, moving forward with the Great Reset. And you can see at this point, California is completely and utterly falling apart, and the people and the corporations, they all know it. They all know that this is not good whatsoever. And you can see right after the elections, I guess they're angry at the people because there was a lot of individuals within California that voted red, and now they're actually punishing the people. California's Air Resource Board voted Friday night to change fuel standards. They want a 65 cent a gallon tax, and they're going to add it. And the people, they are going to struggle. And you're going to see the truckers, they're going to struggle throughout this. You can see the mail service, not just the United States Postal Service, but UPS, FedEx, and the rest, they're going to struggle because the fuel prices are going to be very, very high. But you could see this is why they're doing this, because they're trying to force everyone into the Green New Scam. They're trying to say, listen, you don't need to use oil. You don't need to use gas. Forget about the fossil fuels. Just let's start using electric. But you could see a lot of the petroleum companies, they are starting to move out of California. And this is actually going to bring California to its knees. And I do believe the people, they're going to rise up and they're going to say enough is enough. I think Gavin Newsom, his days are numbered. Now, he doesn't really care because he'll be leaving and he's going to make a run for the presidency, which he's already let everyone know this is exactly what he's about to do. But in the end, when people start to look at California and they start to see the damage that he has done to this state, I think the people are going to say, you know something, you did this to California. We don't want you doing this to the rest of this country. Because remember, moving forward in these next 4 years, the economic system is going to be like no other economic system. And when people see that fuel prices are very, very inexpensive, people have jobs, people are feeling good, we're in the golden age. Do you really think in the next 4 years, people are going to go, you know something, we need a change. You know, I really want to start paying taxes. I really want fuel prices to go up. I really want the infrastructure to be damaged and, you know, falling apart. I really want what California has been doing. No, the people are going to say, you know something? Why in the world would we want to make any type of change? Actually, we wouldn't want to bring someone in that's going to make the economy absolutely incredible. Because people see the economy now. People understand that it's completely and utterly falling apart. Remember, everything that the deep state has done, the central bank, the Biden administration has done at this point, their entire mission was to destroy their old system. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. I wouldn't be surprised if the market starts to really fall apart. I don't mean right at the second, but as we get into 2025, I do believe that the Federal Reserve and the deep state players, they've already put everything into motion and they planned it where they were going to bring the economic system down around Trump to make it very, very difficult. But again, I do believe that Trump knows this is what they're doing. He not interfering with the enemy because they're destroying their old system. He doesn't want to use their old system. He wants to bring in the golden age. And the golden age is no income tax, no Federal Reserve. We're going to go back to sound money. We're going to repair this country. We're going to improve the infrastructure. We're going to see an economy like we've never seen before. And you could see everything the Biden administration has done, the central bank has done, they have literally damaged their own system. And when you look at the employment sector, it's horrific right now. The Kobisi letter put this out and said, U.S. full-time employment just dropped by 1 million year over year, posting the ninth consecutive month of declines. Over the last 18 months, 1.3 million Americans have lost their full-time job, the most since 2020. In the past economic cycles, such a prolonged decline of full-time jobs has never been seen outside of a recession. At the same time, part-time employment rose by 1.7 million to 27.9 million, near the highest in history. Part-time jobs have even surpassed the 27.7 million recorded at the peak of the 2008 financial crisis. The labor market is not as strong as it seems. It's impossible to be strong. Why? Because they manipulated the numbers. They gave the manipulated numbers to the Fed. The Fed knew they were manipulated. They have PhDs in there. They know that these numbers are manipulated, but they went ahead and they said, okay, these are the numbers. All right, we're going to follow along. And you're telling us that you created a million jobs. You're telling us that inflation's under control. You're telling us that everything looks great. So you know what? We're going to move forward with cutting the rates. Now, they know they're making these decisions based on manipulated data. But again, they're going to just blame it on the Biden administration. They're just going to blame it on everyone else. And I wouldn't be surprised if we still see something else occur during this period of time, because I don't believe the central bankers, the deep state players are finished. Now, again, we don't know the exact timing of when they're going to unleash what they're going to unleash. And I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, they're expecting them to unleash whatever they're going to do. Now, most likely it might be a cyber attack. It might be something else, but I don't think they're going to be able to move forward with this. I don't think their plan is going to work the way they think it's going to work. And I think Trump is going to be able to turn this around and show everyone that, no, it's the economy. It's bad. They're the ones who destroyed it. They're trying to cover up the destruction of their own economy, but I don't think it's going to work this time. And you could see there are certain individuals, they have been preparing for this, and they started preparing for this this year. And if you look at Berkshire Hathaway, if you look at Bezos, you can see they're prepped and ready, and they've been selling their stocks. Even Mark Zuckerberg has been selling his stocks. Bar Chart put this out and said, founder Jeff Bezos just dumped another $1.23 billion worth of Amazon shares. He sold more than $11 billion worth this year. Now, think about that for a second. Why would he be selling? The market's skyrocketing. Everything looks great, doesn't it? Why in the world would they sell right now? Unless they know something else is about to occur, which I do believe they know. They know that everything the Fed has done, it's going to bring the market down. And I do believe we'll probably see this in the beginning of 2025 when Trump comes into office. And I do believe they set this up right at that moment to put a lot of pressure on Trump. Now, again, people aren't going to be looking at this saying that Trump's responsible for this because he's not in the White House. He has nothing to do with these policies. He's going to take this on. And everything that people are going to be looking at, it has been caused by the Biden administration, has been caused by the Fed, been caused by the Treasury. Remember, the head of the Treasury used to be a head of the Fed. And I think the American people are going to see that these individuals, they are the ones who caused this massive problem. And I think these people are going to be very, very angry. Remember, Trump and the Patriots now, since we're post-election, he has the people. When you look at the map, you could see, if you break it down by county, that the majority of the people, they are on Trump's side. And I do believe when you look at the map, he probably got a lot more votes than are actually being reported, because I do believe there was cheating in there. And they had to bring her, talking about Kamala Harris, they had to bring her up to a point where it looked like, hey, she's pretty even with all the other Democrats from the past. But once again, I think if we actually use paper and we actually look at the real results, we would see something very, very different. And remember, Trump moving forward, he's already letting everyone know he's putting certain things into place. And one of them is being tariffs. And what's very interesting is FreightWaves, they decided to break down tariffs and explain how tariffs aren't really going to affect the consumers, like the fake news is saying. And they're letting everyone know that, yes, there are certain times where it might affect products, but the majority of the time, it does not, especially when you have corporations move back to the United States. Now, there are other things that could happen where those corporations in different countries, they see the tariffs and they say, you know something, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to move, instead of back to the U.S., we're going to move to another country where the tariffs are lower or there is no tariffs, and we're going to produce there. And the labor might be a little bit more expensive there, and you might see the prices go up because of that, but not because of the tariffs. Trump, what he wants to do is he wants to bring manufacturing back to this country. And I wouldn't be surprised if these corporations decide to do that. He most likely will say, you know something, that we're going to tariff this country. And I think he's going to force them back to this country. Just like the central bankers forced them all out of this country, he's just reversing everything that they have done here. And when you look at tariffs on retail goods, they don't usually directly control the final price that consumers pay. When products are brought into the U.S., the tariff is calculated based on the declared value of the goods at the point of import, not on the retail price at which they're sold. This declared value omits additional costs such as labor, marketing, logistics, rent, and profit margin that retailers add. Consequently, the price on the shelf can be significantly higher than the tariffed import value. For instance, the markup on big ticket items like cars might be relatively modest, around 5%, whereas luxury goods can see markups up to 500%. However, most consumer products are typically marked up by over 100% over their import value. And you have to remember, the U.S. is the world's largest consumer market. A significant drop in demand due to high tariffs can push suppliers to reduce prices to remain competitive, offsetting some or all of the cost of the tariffs. Now, again, you have to look at it in respect to what Trump is trying to do here. Yes, we're going to collect a lot of money from these manufacturers as they try to export their products to the United States. And what's going to happen is sooner or later, people most likely will probably purchase here in the United States or produce here in the United States instead of purchasing these products from overseas. And what we're going to see is we're going to see a lot of the manufacturers decide probably to come back to the United States, or they'll try to go to another country first where the tariffs aren't so high, and they'll try to produce there. But I think in the end, what people and I think manufacturers are going to realize is when you produce here in the United States because of all deregulation, because there's no taxes or taxes have been very, very limited, the value of the currency is stable. It's not dropping because we don't have the central bank anymore. What's going to happen is people are going to purchase the items here in the United States because I think it's going to be cheaper. It's going to be less expensive than purchasing those prices from overseas. It's almost like Europe, a lot of tariffs on the United States, or China, a lot of tariffs on the United States, and the products that they produce within the country are a lot cheaper than the products that come overseas. So I think what's going to happen eventually is that the people are going to start purchasing from the manufactured products here in the United States, and they're not going to buy as much from overseas. Remember, the central bank, they flipped it around. They made it very expensive to produce here, and they made it very cheap to produce other places, and they didn't have tariffs. Trump is now reversing what they have done, and people are going to find out that it's much, much cheaper to buy the product here. Manufacturers are going to figure out that it's much, much cheaper to produce the product in the United States. So I think in the end, Trump, I think he's going to actually be able to reverse everything the central bank has done. And I think the people, the companies, manufacturers, they're going to realize that, yeah, you know something, it's beneficial if we come back to the United States. And it doesn't mean that other companies might not want to come back, but I think Trump is going to give them a lot of incentive to come back. And I think in the end, by getting rid of the central bank, getting rid of the money printing, getting rid of the taxes that we see today, getting rid of all the regulations, getting rid of all these things that we should have never been in place. Remember, they were put in place for the globalists to maintain control, to shift everything out of this country. And Trump is just going to reverse everything to shift everything back into this country. And in the end, I think he's going to end the endless. Because you have to remember, with the private central bank system, they really are the silent thieves. Because inflation is a hidden tax. You lose purchasing power every single day, and it gets harder and harder to make ends meet as time goes on. And then they want to tax you more on the money that you're making, even though you're making less money. The money is actually worth a lot less. So they're actually stealing your wealth at every single day. I mean, this has started back in the 70s when we came off the gold standard. So I think in the end, we're going to end the monetary manipulation. We're going to end the taxation without representation. We're going to end the endless that was put into place back in 1913. And this reminds me of Post 4962. This is November 11th, 2022. Who are the silent thieves? Why are they manipulating you? How are they stealing your wealth? Bubble, crash, steal, lie, repeat. What is inflation? Monetary manipulation. Taxation without representation. Put an end to the endless 1913. And I do believe the entire mission here is to remove the private Western central bank system. And once that is removed, people are going to see an economic system that they have never, ever seen before. And it's going to be the golden age, like Trump says. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story. As usual, it's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today, and let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options, and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, we know that they have been rigging the election for quite a while. And Trump, the Patriots, they actually made them go to the extreme in 2020. So it was very, very easy to catch them and see what their playbook actually really was. So this way, Trump and the Patriots could counter everything that they were going to try to do in 2024. And remember, I do believe that this was all part of the plan. And I do believe part of the plan is to expose their election rigging system. Now, remember, Biden let us know that, hey, look, Trump won the election, and that proves that the election was not rigged. The election is perfect. We have no problems with it. It's fantastic. Now, once again, why would they do that? Because the SAVE Act is sitting in the House. And they know once the Republicans get control of the House, get control of the Senate, and yes, I know there's rhinos that are involved in all this, they don't want the SAVE Act passed, because once the SAVE Act is passed, this is going to be very, very hard for them to install their people. Because remember what the SAVE Act is. It's paper ballots, no Dominion machines, no electronic equipment. It's voter ID, and it's all done in one day. I mean, if you look at Arizona right now, what has happened here? They have dragged this out for multiple days, trying to get Ruben Gallego to the winning spot. Now, they have called the election, but it's not over. There are still a lot of ballots to be counted, and the numbers don't make sense out in Arizona. And I'm wondering if out in Arizona, is this going to expose the entire rigging system? Because it makes no sense that Abe Hamadeh, the people voted for him, the people voted for Trump, but the same people said, you know something, I'd rather have the Democrat in there, the criminal who's part of the cartel, I'd rather have this guy than Kari Lake. That makes no sense whatsoever. And I think we've seen this before where these type of things don't make sense. And there's still a lot of ballots that have to be counted out there. And we could see that right at this point, the rigging system is being exposed and people can see it. Now, remember, these election results, they're not certified. This is a projected call, just like the presidential election right now. It's just a projected call. The certification of all the votes and everything that was done, that is done on January 6th. So right now, this is just all projection, even with the presidential election. Just like going back to 2020, they called it for Biden. And what was happening on January 6th? We had certain individuals from different states saying that these election results, they don't stand, you know, they don't stand up to the smell test here. And we're going to reject some of this. We're going to send it back to the states. This is why they had the insurrection. This is why they had to create an emergency event so Nancy Pelosi could take control and all of this wouldn't have happened where they would send the votes back to the states. That was the completion of the overthrow of the United States government back in January 6th of 2020. The same thing has to happen right now. The difference is they passed a law where the VP doesn't have the ability to send it back to the states. They do have the ability to basically bring up a grievance and the court can hear the grievance. And again, this could go all the way to the Supreme Court. There's a rule in there that it allows it to be fast-tracked up to the Supreme Court. So once again, we can see that the entire election system, it's not over until it's over. Now, I'm not saying that Trump is going to lose or anything like that. I'm just saying the deep state, you know that when they make something very, very easy and they're just agreeing with everything with Trump and they're going along with it, it means they have something up their sleeves. And I think we all realize that these individuals, they're planning something. They're not just sitting back saying, okay, let Trump have control. Let him be in there for 4 years. Let him make the economy great. Let him end all the wars. Let him get rid of the private central bank system. Let him reverse everything that we did. Let him remove all the regulations. Let him remove everything. Put up the wall. Secure everything. Because once he does this time around, once he goes full-blown with everything, you think anyone's going to vote them in after 4 years? No, because why would you want to go back to the way it was before Trump? Nobody is going to want to do this. And they know this. They know that this is their only chance to actually stop him. Now, it doesn't mean they're not going to fight throughout the 4 years. Of course they are. They're still the same players that are in government, the same players that are corrupt, like Shifty Shift. And they will do whatever they possibly can to actually make Trump's life miserable. Even though they're saying that they want to work with him and everything is great. Again, forget what they say. Just look at their actions. Do you see their past actions? I think everyone's starting to realize that these people are just liars. But this time around, Trump, he knows the board. He knows who the rhinos are. He knows who the backstabbers are. Because remember, he lost. He watched everyone. Then he won. He watched everyone. And now he sees who's loyal, who's not loyal, who's a rhino, who's not a rhino, who pretended to be with him and who's not really with him. So he understands the entire board because, again, he's able to see those people that are all for him and those people that were pretending to be all for him who are really against him. And I think this time going in, he's going to have control over the government. And this time it's going to be very, very different. Now, we're going to be talking about all of this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about FEMA, because we're starting to hear some interesting information. And I think going back in time, this would have been a conspiracy. But now we're starting to realize, no, this, everything that we thought, everything the FEMA was doing, it's pretty much true. So an official with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, they were removed from their role and is now under investigation after a leaked internal message in which they ordered workers to bypass the homes of Trump supporters as they surveyed the damage caused by Hurricane Milton in Florida. And if those people that had a sign that supported Trump, the FEMA supervisor said, avoid those homes that who were advertising Trump. And this individual, her name, her last name is Washington, and she has been removed from her position. Now, we need to remember who controls FEMA. Oh, that's right. It's Mayorkas again. So let's see. Mayorkas controls the border. We have an open border. Mayorkas actually controls Secret Service, and we had two assassination attempts. Mayorkas controls FEMA, and FEMA, they don't have the money. They haven't been supporting the people. They have been helping the people, and we now find out that they weren't going to help Trump supporters. And who does this all go back to? It all goes back to Mayorkas again. So I think everyone's starting to realize the common denominator in all this is Mayorkas. Yes, they can fire these people. They can get rid of them. But what do you think is going to happen? They're going to replace them with someone else. Mayorkas is going to give them orders, and they're going to follow those orders. It's almost like the mafia. You have the head of the mafia, and you have the low-level people. Yeah, the police can arrest the individual that murdered someone, but the mafia is just going to replace that person and say, okay, you got his position. Keep going. We got to go to the top. I mean, Mayorkas is not the top. We got to go above that. But when you start to look at all these different agencies, he's the one who's calling the shots for all these different agencies. Yes, he's getting orders way above. But again, it's not that easy just to replace Mayorkas because he has to be nominated by the president. And at this point in time, it's a little late in the game. But the Oversight Committee, they put this out and said, Representative James Comer has invited FEMA Administration Criswell to testify at a hearing to answer for the agency's response to Hurricanes Helene and Milton and to investigate why hurricane-impacted Americans were discriminated against for supporting President Trump. And again, let's see, the government, they discriminated against the people of this country, a violation of the Constitution. They basically violated our First Amendment rights. They've been violating our Second Amendment rights. They've been violating the Fourth Amendment by searching us at the airport. Every step of the way, they've been violating our constitutional rights. And now I think everyone is really seeing it, how they are the enemy of the people. Because once you go against the Constitution, you knowingly do these things, you're the enemy of the people. You are the tyrannical government. When you go ahead and you sign laws, or the legislators sign laws to say, hey, listen, we want censorship. We want censorship for hate speech. This is directly against the Constitution. When you sign a law that says we're going to ban all assault rifles, that's basically violating the Second Amendment. You violated your constitutional duty to this country. So you are the tyrannical government. You're the enemy of the people. And I think people are starting to find out that these people that are doing it, they've been installed by the tyrannical government. They bring in the people that they want. And everything is about to change. Now, you can see, since the Biden administration, they still have power until January 20th, they're trying to make certain moves right now. And one of the moves is trying to get someone else in, and they want to replace Sotomayor. And it looks like they were trying to get Kamala Harris in, and they were going to try to put her onto the Supreme Court, and they were trying to force Sotomayor to retire. But it looks like this is not going to happen whatsoever. Josh Hawley put this out and said, this is not happening. No way, no how. The Senate will not confirm any last-minute Dem Supreme Court nominee between now and January. The next SCOTUS justice will be nominated by Trump. Absolutely. So I believe at this point, their entire push to change up the Supreme Court, that's a no-go for them at this point. Even Europe trying to censor Elon's X platform, at this point in the game, they're going to have a very, very difficult time. It doesn't mean they're not going to try. It doesn't mean they're not going to move forward with it. But you could see the Patriots, they're already warning the EU, don't come after Elon. Don't even try it. J.D. Vance says U.S. could drop support for NATO if Europe tries to regulate Elon Musk's platform. So basically, J.D. Vance is saying, listen, the censoring days, trying to force him to censor things, trying to bring down his platform, those days are coming to an end. And the Patriots now have the leverage. And they have the leverage to shut down everything that they're trying to do. Now, it doesn't mean that the deep state players. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story. As usual, it's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today. And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Might go to the extreme because remember, if everything is being shut down around them and they aren't able to use their laws, they aren't able to use their censorship system that they have in place by saying, hey, by the way, we want you to censor because you're going against our law. I think they might take it to the next step because, again, what happens with a cage animal when you basically corner them and there's no escape? They lash out. They go to the extreme. And I do believe they might try that as we get closer and closer to the certification process. Because remember, from here until the inauguration, this is the time span where they're going to really go all out to try to stop Trump. Now, once Trump is president, he's in the White House. Yes, the internal agencies, those people within government, they might try different tactics to try to stop him from nominating someone. We're already starting to see that in the Senate because remember, it's not all patriots in Congress, in the Senate. We still have those rhinos. We still have the Uniparty. They are still there. And yeah, they're going to try to stop everything the patriots are going to try to do. And they'll do this And probably the first 2 years, but I think as time goes on, they're going to lose power over time and they're going to get weaker and weaker and weaker. And you could see already with the laws that they have passed, like gun control, like out in Illinois, where they said, listen, we're going to ban semi-automatic weapons. And the governor, you know, signed the law. Well, right now, a federal judge overturned Illinois' ban on semi-automatic weapons. And basically, they said this is completely unconstitutional. And basically, they have now blocked this law. Now, again, how did the governor sign a law when this is completely against the Constitution? How did the legislators come up with this law when it's completely against the Constitution? Because, again, these people are not following the Constitution. They are part of the tyrannical government. It's not just in D.C. They put these or it's installed these people in all these different areas. And you could see that Trump, he's already out there letting everyone know, we are going back to the Constitution. We're going back to the rule of law. And he let everyone know that those people that have concealed carry, they're going to have reciprocity in every single state. Now, the thing is, when we go back to the Constitution and you look at the Second Amendment, we shouldn't even have concealed carry license. We shouldn't even have licenses for weapons because the Second Amendment says we have the right to bear arms, to carry a weapon, shall not be infringed. So all these laws that have been put into place, all these concealed carry laws and everything else like that, you don't need these laws because the Second Amendment already says you have these rights and we need to go back to that. But I see what he's doing right now. He's bringing people into the fold, bringing the states into the fold. And eventually what's going to happen, I think we're going to go back to the full Constitution and all these other laws that they put into place, they're going to fall by the wayside. And soon we'll just be looking at the law of the land, and that is the Constitution. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is we could see it's not going well out in Germany. They were following the same path that California was following, where they were moving into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam. The people are getting very angry. They're losing manufacturing. The economy is imploding. And the people out there, they wanted to have an election, a snap election, because they can't take it anymore. And what's very interesting is that out in Germany, they're saying, well, we can't have a snap election because there's not enough paper for an early federal snap election. So they can't buy paper from any other country. They can't purchase paper and print up what they need. Is this a way just to say, hey, sorry, we can't have an election? It's starting to look that way. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Trump, he's already pushing for peace. He's been speaking to Putin saying, listen, don't move further into Ukraine. Don't do anything at this point. And I think he's prepared and ready to release his peace plan very, very soon. But it looks like Zelensky, he is now saying that he's not going to go along with a peace plan and he's going to hold out. Dave Sachs put this out and said, Zelensky reported spurned Trump's peace offer. He isn't ready to make a deal. That's fine. America has other things to do. Deprioritize Ukraine and let Europe handle it from here. Don Jr. responded and says, DJT will be unspurned as soon as the endless U.S. taxpayer dollars go away. Yeah, as soon as Zelensky is cut off, he'll want to talk to Trump and he'll want to talk to him very, very quickly. But before that time, you could see what the deep state players are doing right now. Phil Storr put this out and said, Pentagon lifts ban on U.S. defense contractors in Ukraine to repair U.S. supplied weaponry. Dan Caldwell responded to this and said, this is a blatant attempt by Biden administration to escalate tensions with Russia prior to Trump taking office and to box him in on Ukraine policy. And yes, they're trying to box him in, but I don't believe this is going to work. And I do believe Trump is going to release his Ukraine peace terms very, very soon. Actually, the president or the prime minister of Poland, Donald Tusk, is saying, yes, I do believe that Trump is going to release his peace plan and let the world know how we can have peace out in Ukraine. But out in the Middle East, we see something very, very interesting. Israel, they have been attacked with a cyber attack for the second time. And the people of Israel saying that this affected the banking system where people couldn't get money out or transfer money or do anything in the banking system. The systems are coming back online. They couldn't use their credit cards either. The systems are coming back online, but this was a direct hit to the financial institutions, which I find very, very interesting. And we need to remember that the deep state players, they pushed this economy over the edge. And now with the Fed continually cutting rates, they have set this up where the market most likely is going to come down around February or March. As soon as Trump gets into office, I do believe they set this up to actually, you know, put him in a spot where he has to respond to all this. But I think he knows that this is coming. He knows what they have planned. I do believe he's going to use this to his benefit. But again, how are they going to actually mask everything that's going to happen or accelerate the damage of the markets coming down? There might be a cyber attack, because you have to remember the World Economic Forum, the IMF, they have already said that we can expect one to happen. So they might attempt it. I'm not going to say that this is going to bring everything down, but they might attempt it. But I do believe there are countermeasures in place to actually stop it if they do attempt to do this. And at this point, you could see Trump, he's been speaking to all the different leaders, been speaking to Netanyahu. He's going to be meeting with Milei. He had a call with Putin and let him know, hey, let's put this whole thing with Ukraine on hold right now. Don't even try anything. So he's already letting them know that we're going to have peace through strength. And I do believe these leaders are going to respect Trump and they're not going to try anything. Now, on the other side, you have the deep state. They might try some type of false flag. They might try to push something. But I think in the end, it's not going to work because they know Trump is coming. They know he's going to be in office. And anything that they're going to try to do, it's not going to be like Biden. It's not going to be like Obama. It's not going to be like the Uniparty. Trump is an outsider. He's not going to add gas to the fire. He's actually going to put the fire out. So they know this right now. But you can see the deep state players at this point in the game with everything, because they know when Trump comes in, everything that he did before, multiply that by 100. So last time when he said, listen, we're not going to give any money to the WHO, let China pay for that, let other countries pay for it, we're not doing it, where he basically removed us from the Paris Climate Accord. So everything that he did before, that's still on the books here. He's going to actually move us even further away from the globalist system. But you could see the globalists, they're going to try to keep us with the globalist system. And what's very interesting is that the first human case of H5 bird flu was detected in Canada. Now, remember, Trump, he's going to remove us from the WHO. The deep state players don't want the United States removed from the WHO system. They want us to stay with the WHO. So one way of trying to keep us in their system is to create some type of pandemic again. And it's very interesting that they're continually reporting on these cases, trying to get something started. But I think in the end, all of this is going to fail, and Trump is going to remove us from all these different institutions, all these different organizations that were set up in the past. Because everything that you see, the WHO, the World Bank, the World Economic Forum, all this, this was set up by the globalists. And the only way they were funded was through the money laundering of the private central bank system. So I do believe at this point in time, all of this is going to be coming to an end. And what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to make it seem like, no, you have to stay with us because look what's happening in the world. But again, look what happened during COVID. Trump just came out and said, we're not funding the WHO anymore. We're not even listening to what the WHO says. So I don't think this plan is going to work whatsoever. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that when you look at the NFL, we know that there was a football player that came out and interrupted a interview, showed his MAGA hat, and all of a sudden the NFL decided to fine him $11,255. And he said it was absolutely worth it. Now, what's very interesting, he has a MAGA hat on, but remember when the football teams were kneeling, remember when the football teams all had BLM on their helmets? How many people were fined there? Zero. Isn't that amazing how this works? Now, Trump, he's letting us know that everything that we see happening in this country with all the crime, the defunding of the police, all the illegals, well, all of this now is coming to an end. And he's letting everyone know that he's going to be deploying the National Guard to assist in every single city to restore law and order, to remove the illegals. And he's going to be funding the police. He's going to make sure that they're protected so they can do their job. And he's letting everyone know that things are about to change. listen to all the things that he's going to be doing to help the country get back to the rule of law.
Biden and the defund the police Democrats have turned our once great cities into cesspools of bloodshed and crime. There's never been anything like it. Here's my plan to restore law and order in our cities and throughout our country, frankly. First, because police forces have been gutted by Democrats' war on police, I will sign a record investment in hiring, retention, and training for police officers nationwide. So important. This bill will also increase vital liability protections for officers because the Democrats want to take those protections away from our police because we want them to do their jobs and we want them to do their jobs right. You can't take their protections away if you're going to have them do their jobs properly. Second, to qualify for this new funding and all other Justice Department grants, I will insist that local jurisdictions return to proven common sense policing measures, such as stop and frisk. Very simple. You stop them and you frisk them. Strictly enforcing existing gun laws against convicted felons, cracking down on the open use of illegal drugs, and cooperating with ICE to get criminal aliens off our streets and get them out of our country. Third, we will go after the radical Marxist prosecutors who are abolishing cash bail, refusing to charge crimes, and surrendering our cities to violent criminals. They have surrendered like never before. I will direct the DOJ to open civil rights investigations into radical left prosecutors' offices, such as those in Chicago, L.A., and San Francisco, to determine whether they have illegally engaged in race-based enforcement of the law. I will also work with Congress to give the victims of their Marxist policies the right to sue local officials for harm and suffering, and it has been great that they have caused. If your small business is pillaged because shoplifting goes unpunished, if you're brutally attacked by a violent felon released without bail or bond, then you will be entitled to massive damages. Fourth, I will order the Department of Justice, or some people call it the Department of Injustice right now, and Homeland Security dismantle every gang, street crew, and drug network in America. Every single one of them will be dismantled. We already know where these turf wars and drug dens are. We know who the people are. And we're going to charge them and charge the culprits with every crime that we can find. We're going to be fair, but we're going to be tough. We also need the death penalty for drug dealers. So important. And I'd add to that human traffickers, drug dealers and human traffickers, they get the death penalty. Watch it stop and stop quickly. Fifth, in cities where there has been a complete breakdown of law and order, where the fundamental right of our citizens are being intolerably violated, I will not hesitate to send in federal assets, including the National Guard, until safety is restored. If Nancy Pelosi would have accepted our National Guard or our soldiers, you wouldn't have had January 6th. But she and the mayor of D.C. didn't do that. Sixth, we will end the leftist takeover of school discipline and juvenile justice. Many of these carjackers and criminals are 13, 14, and 15 years old. I will order the education and justice departments to overhaul federal standards on disciplining minors. So when troubled youth are out in patrol, they're out on the streets, and they're going wild, we will stop it. The consequences are swift, certain, and strong, and they will know that. Seventh, I will protect the right of self-defense everywhere it is under siege, and I will sign...
And to take this a step further, he's going to be locking down the borders, building the wall, deporting all these people. So you could see we're going to reverse everything the deep state players have done, and he's prepared and ready to do this, letting everyone know this is what's going to happen. Now, again, I do believe the deep state players, they're going to fight back. Yes, they're going to try riots. Yes, you're going to see the illegals, immigrants out there having parades, which you're already starting to see. You're starting to see Antifa start together and have anti-Trump protests right now. And you can see that this is building and building and building. I do believe that they're getting prepared and ready for what is coming when we get closer and closer to the certification process. And we'll be talking about that in just a sec. But before that, we could see that Soros is having a very, very difficult time. He has just closed one of his fund management offices in Hong Kong. And we need to remember that where is Soros getting all this money? He's getting the money from We the People. The money is laundered to him to actually push the operations in this country. And we also have to remember, yes, you see Obama, you see Clinton, you see Shifty Schiff, you see all these people. But you have to remember, there are people behind them. Yes, they're out in the front. They're actually pushing the agenda of these people behind the curtain. But you have to remember, there are unelected individuals that have been pushing these agendas, and they do not want to give up control. They, like Soros is one of them. They don't want to give up control. And I do believe they will fight to the very, very end. And I do believe they're the ones who are directing Antifa, the illegals, and their foot soldiers. Yes, you have all the different levels of the deep state, of the criminal syndicate. But again, it's the people behind the curtain. They're the ones that Trump is going to be going after. Now, what's very interesting is that we know that Adam Schiff, he was voted back into office. And we know that he's been going after Trump. He's been lying. This guy can't tell the truth no matter what. So this is why we have to look at his actions. Now that he got reelected, and we know that the entire election was rigged in California, he is trying to convince everyone that now he's ready to work with Trump. Well, let's see. His first term, he read a fake transcript about the phone call with Ukraine. He tried to impeach Trump. He lied about the memo when Devin Nunes was telling the truth about the memo. So every step of the way, he lied to the American people. But now he wants to work with Trump. Does that make any sense? Does anyone believe that at this point? I don't think so. Patriots Are Control put this out and said, Adam Schiff is now saying he wants to work with President Trump to get things done for the American people. Nah, too late for that, Shifty. Trump already identified you as one of the enemy from within. Your time is running out. And that is absolutely true. But the other thing that's really interesting is that CNN, they had Kamala Harris's ex-communication director, and they were talking about that Biden, he should do the right thing right now and step down and allow Kamala Harris to become the acting president of the United States of America, which is very, very interesting. Why would that be important at this point in time unless they're prepared to do something else? And again, this is very, very interesting. And I do believe what has happened going back to when they pushed Biden out, I think they were trying to get Biden to step down a lot sooner and he wouldn't do it. And this is why they're complaining about it right now, that he didn't do it. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what My Digital Money can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. My Digital Money provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation, but gold writes its own story. As usual, it's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today. And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Long before they pushed him out, because what they wanted to do, I do believe, is actually go to Kamala and then go to Michelle Obama. But what happened was he kept resisting. And then by the time they actually pushed him out, they didn't have that much time to bring her in. I think they wanted this to happen a long time ago, but it didn't work out the way they thought it was going to work out. Now they're just blaming it all on him, saying he was the problem in all of this. And once again, you could see the deep state players, they're blaming everyone else except for themselves, which means these people are going to try to do something. And what's very interesting, and Andy Ngo put this out, is Antifa, they mobilized and they are now holding anti-election protests in Seattle. And they're hoping to embed within a larger group so they can riot and be violent. And we're seeing this across the country right now in different cities. We're also seeing out in New York City, they have immigrants in a parade who are protesting against Trump. So I do believe in the end, the illegals, Antifa, I think they're prepared. They're mobilizing. They're getting ready to do something on January 6th or maybe even before that. And it's not like they just thought of doing this. I believe this has been planned for a very long time. And I do believe there's going to be other actors that are going to be involved in this. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. I don't think this is going to be, oh, a civil war. I think they're going to give it their best shot. I think the Patriots, they already know this, and this is going to be cleaned up very, very quickly. Now, we could see that Kamala, during her campaign, she spent a lot of money on her different concerts that she was holding. And they're saying that she's in debt. She's, you know, $20 million in debt. Now, I wonder if they use these organizations to launder the money through these organizations to actually have this money go to the Antifa crowd, to go to the rent-a-mobs, so they can actually push their agenda. Because, again, do you really believe that they were paying this much money for these ridiculous concerts? Or were they paying them, but they were laundering the rest of the money because they knew that the campaign was meaningless? Remember, their entire system revolves around cheating with ballots, creating the ballots, feeding the ballots into the machines. And do they really need the campaign? Yes, they needed to have their base where they wanted it, but I don't think this time around they were going to use the cheating system the way they used it back in 2020, because I do believe they knew that the RNC has changed. Trump, the people, they knew how they cheated. And I think what they did was they just brought the amount of ballots up to a point where it matched Obama. It matched Clinton. And the only outlier was Biden. And then when this happened, Biden was able to tell everyone, look, there was no cheating. Kamala lost fair and square. She already conceded. So the elections are all on the up and up. There's nothing to change with our election system. The election system is fine. Remember, they don't want the SAVE Act in. But I think Trump, he's prepared and ready to show everyone how they rigged the election. And he put this out and he says, I'm very surprised that the Democrats, who fought a hard and valiant fight in the 2020 presidential election, doesn't say 2024, it says 2020, raising a record amount of money, didn't have lots of dollars left over. Now they're being squeezed by vendors and others. Whatever we can do to help them during this difficult period, I would strongly recommend we as a party, and for the sake of desperately needed unity, do. We have a lot of money left over in that our biggest asset in the campaign was earned media. And that doesn't cost very much. Make America great again. Now, that is very, very interesting. Now, is it a joke? Is he saying no for unity? You know, we'll help you with your bills. I think this is very, very interesting. The other thing that's really interesting is we can see Mark Elias. He's not giving in. Bob Casey's not giving in. And they're now setting up a lawsuit to challenge McCormick in Pennsylvania because Senator Bob Casey is saying that, hey, I won. I'm contesting the election. And they're bringing lawsuits in Pennsylvania. Basically, what's going to happen, they're going to find out that he didn't win. He lost. And remember, the system is designed to help the D's. The system is not designed to help the Republicans. So if they want to dig deep and start to look at the ballots, start to count everything, I think they're going to be in for a rude awakening. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the election with Kerry Lake and Ruben Gallego, that is still going on right now. Even though they called it saying, oh, the results are in, Kerry Lake lost, it looks like Kerry Lake is not giving up right now. Kerry Lake put this out and said, the deadline to cure ballots is 5 p.m. tonight. Let's make sure every vote counts. Brian Cates put this out and said, they done effed up their cheat. Bookmark this for when Rumbeck people get charged. Trump won by 1.5 million votes. Kamala Harris won by 1.3 million votes. Ruben Gallego won by 1.4 million votes. So Ruben Gallego beat Kamala Harris. Does that make any sense? I don't think so. Liz Harrington says the following. Yuma County adding votes. Outstanding votes almost doubled from 11.7 to 11.8. How does Yuma go from 9,861 votes left to 18,000? And how is it Saturday night after the election and we still don't have the results? Because they're stealing it from Kerry Lake. Then she put this out. Pima and Yuma caught adding 22,860 votes after the election. Did they milk all they could from Maricopa? If the vote totals are changing, you are cheating. Stop election fraud right now. Kyle Becker put this out and said, so Donald Trump got 150,000 more votes than Trump-backed candidate Kerry Lake. Lake got nearly 40,000 more votes than Kamala Harris, but Dem Senate candidate Ruben Gallego got 45,000 more than Lake, and he got 80,000 more than Harris. Somebody make it make sense. And remember, Stephen Richer, he said he's going to make the Senate race for Kerry Lake, he's going to make it hell for her, which is very, very interesting. But News Treason Channel 17 says the following. Lake, which is Kerry Lake, watch the water. Just a hunch, and I know I'm not alone in this theory. This could very likely open the can of worms we have all been waiting for. Q told us to focus on Maricopa. Let's see what happens. And this is the post that he's pointing to. It says the following. This is post 2492. Arizona, Republican governor won by 328,000 votes. Democratic senator is winning by 32,000 votes. Republican governor won Maricopa County by 325,000 votes. Democrat senator winning Maricopa by 32,000 votes. 350,000 vote swing to D senator. So we're looking at Maricopa right now, and the numbers don't make sense whatsoever. Tom Fitton put this out and said, I just checked. There are still over 435,000 ballots uncounted as of last night, including 230,000 in Maricopa County. Inexcusable election corruption. Absolutely. And really think about this. All eyes are on Arizona. All eyes are on the Senate race. And the numbers aren't making sense. You're trying to tell me that Trump won, Abe Hamadeh won, but Kerry Lake, everyone who voted for Trump and voted for Abe, they said, you know something? I really want Ruben Gallego. I really want the Democrat senator. You know, the corrupt senator. That's the guy I want. Does that make any sense? No, it does not. And when you go back in time, you can see all these elections don't make sense, especially when you look at 2024 and 2020. That doesn't make sense whatsoever. So let's see. Trump did better everywhere, but the numbers for Trump really haven't moved. And they were able to balance out Harris's number with what Clinton got and what Obama got. Does that make any sense? Julian's Rum put this out and said, another question I really don't see people asking is, how did Trump's vote total stay the same? Yeah, We know the red wave actually happened in 2020, and it only became evident in 2024. Still, though, it seems odd it didn't expand at all with the new demographics he got this time. Well, because if you're going to take the votes from Trump, you need to give them to Kamala to bring her up to what Obama had, to what Clinton had. Now, if she doesn't have her base, because she's been losing her base, remember, she's not that popular. I do believe her numbers are much, much lower than they were reporting. I mean, I'm not even talking about the fake numbers. Most likely, she couldn't even get probably 20 million votes. So what they had to do is they had to take them from Trump and give them to Kamala. And that's why Trump's numbers didn't go up. They just moved the vote over to Kamala. They knew they couldn't bring it all over. It wouldn't make sense. But they had to bring enough over to make it look like there was no cheating that was going on. This way, they can make the case that there's no reason to have the SAVE Act because our elections are perfect. But again, they're not perfect. This is how the cheating system works. And I do believe they did this on purpose this time because they knew they were going to lose. They knew that Kamala couldn't pull this off. And I do believe at this point, they decided to move their entire tactic, their entire agenda to the back end. Instead of cheating to win, I think they're going to try to cheat to keep him out. And I think that's the difference this time around. Again, are you going to use the same exact strategy? No, because think about it. Over the last 4 years, everyone knew what their strategy was. The people knew it. The poll numbers actually showed that everyone knew that they cheated in the 2020 election. They were expecting cheating in the 2024 election. They got the same poll numbers. They have the internal polls. They know this. And I do believe this is why they didn't do what everyone thought they were going to do. I do believe they moved everything to the back end. Again, I think they would have done it if they were had enough time to get the real candidate that they wanted in there, but they were stuck with Kamala, so they had to shift everything. And I think they knew this because Biden wasn't stepping down. And now you can see there's a call to get Biden out and let Kamala be the acting president, which is very, very interesting. So again, if they're planning to do that, it means they're planning for something else. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, Governor Gavin Newsom is trying to kill our nation's beautiful California. For the first time ever, more people are leaving than are coming in. He is using the term Trump-proof as a way of stopping all the great things that can be done to make California great again. But I just overwhelmingly won the election. People are being forced to leave due to his and others' insane policy decisions, like the ridiculously rerouting of millions of gallons of water a day from the north out into the Pacific Ocean, rather than using it free of charge for the towns, cities, and farms dotted all throughout California. They're making it impossible to build a reasonably priced car, the unchecked and unbalanced homelessness catastrophe, and the cost of everything, in particular groceries. It is out of control. Also, as an agent for the United States of America on voting and elections, I'll be demanding that voter ID and proof of citizenship are a necessary part and component of the voting process, which means we're going to be pushing the SAVE Act, and he will sign that SAVE Act. And I do believe this is why the deep state players countered it with what we saw during the elections. Remember, Trump told us at a certain point it's too big to rig. Everyone saw the internal polls. They knew it was going to be too big to rig, and they said, okay, we need to regroup right now. We need to move to the post plan, and let's show everyone that the elections are on the up and up, so we don't need the SAVE Act. Let's show everyone that we are democratic. Let's show everyone that we are going to have a smooth transition, and we'll make it like Trump doesn't want a smooth transition. And I do believe this is what they're prepared to do. Now, Trump, he put the rhinos on notice, and basically he's now telling people, yeah, you know, the people like Nikki Haley, like Mike Pompeo, yeah, they're not being considered whatsoever. This is what he put out on Truth. It says the following: I'll not be inviting former Ambassador Nikki Haley or former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to join the Trump administration, which is currently in formation. I very much enjoyed and appreciated working with them previously, and would like to thank them for their service to our country, Make America Great Again. Now, I do believe Trump, even though he had rhinos and he had war hawks and all these people in his administration before, I do believe he used them for what he needed them for at that time. And he needed those people in there, even though they weren't really working with him, or maybe some people were working with him, but he needed certain individuals to complete a task because, again, he was setting everything up. This time around, it's very, very different. He needs people that aren't going to be part of the Uniparty, part of the rhinos, part of the system, because now he's getting prepared and ready to change the system. See, he needed people before who worked within the system, and these people probably had no idea what they were really doing, because again, if you take a plan and you compartmentalize it and say, I just need you to do this task, I just need you to do this task, they don't see the overall plan. All they see is their little thing that they're doing, and they have no idea what they're doing. But Trump is using them to do what he needs them to do because he knows this. And just like John Bolton, he brought John Bolton down to North Korea, and he used him to make peace with Kim Jong-un. I do believe Mike Pompeo, Nikki Haley, Pence, and the rest, they were all used, and he needed these people to do their part. Even though they didn't know what the whole plan was, he needed them to do something because they were part of the system. No one would really say much about it, and they were able to complete that. Afterwards, he doesn't need them anymore. He needs other people in there now to actually rip the whole thing apart, because now he needs people that aren't part of the system. And I do believe that's what he's doing right now. But you can see the rhinos, the Uniparty, they're going to try to stop him every step of the way. Tucker Carlson put this out and said, what the hell is going on in the U.S. Senate? Hours after Trump wins the most conclusive mandate in 40 years, Mitch McConnell engineers a coup against his agenda by calling early leadership elections in the Senate. Two of the three candidates hate Trump and what he ran on. One of them, John Cornyn, is an angry liberal whose politics are indistinguishable from Liz Cheney's. The election is Wednesday. It's by secret ballot and will determine whether or not the new administration succeeds. Rick Scott of Florida is the only candidate who agrees with Trump. Call your senator and demand a public endorsement of Rick Scott. Don't let McConnell get away with it again. Remember, they did this in the House. Remember, they had the secret voting to get their speaker in? That didn't work out too well, did it? Do you think this is going to work out? Absolutely not. And this is really disgraceful right now that they're doing these things in secret. And it looks like the Patriots, they're all for Rick Scott to be the Senate Majority Leader. Rand Paul put this out and said, I will be supporting Rick Scott for a Senate Majority Leader. DC Drano responded to this and said, another vote for Rick Scott. Thank you, Senator Paul. Elon Musk decided to put out a poll, and at this point in time, 575,000 people voted in this poll, and the question is as follows. Who should be the Senate Majority Leader? And you could pick between Toon, Cornyn, Scott, and other. Well, Scott is winning by 66%. I think that tells you everything you need to know. Now, remember, we looked at polls during the election. We knew that Trump was going to win. The people were all with him. Now, I think if we used paper, you would see something very, very different. I think you would see 70% for Trump and Kamala Harris, probably 70, 75% for Trump. Kamala Harris got like 20, 25%. And the other votes would be, you know, mixed in with other people. And I think if we used paper, you would probably see that. But Trump responded to all of this and said the following. Any Republican senator seeking the coveted leadership position in the United States Senate must agree to recess appointments in the Senate, without which we will not be able to get people confirmed in a timely manner. Sometimes the votes can take 2 years or more. This is what they did 4 years ago, and we cannot let it happen again. We need positions filled immediately. Additionally, no judges should be approved during this period of time because the Democrats are looking to ram through their judges as the Republicans fight over leadership. This is not acceptable. Thank you. Now, what is Trump trying to do here? Well, he's trying to get people into the positions as quickly as possible. And George put this out and says, President Trump is about to make one of the best deals he's ever made with the next Senate Majority Leader. He's requiring them to agree to recess appointments so that we won't have to wait months and years for his cabinet picks to get confirmed and working. The recess appointment clause in Article 2, Section 2, Clause 3 of the U.S. Constitution states that the president shall have power to fill up all vacancies that may happen during the recess of the Senate by granting commissions which shall expire at the end of their next session. Simply put, the clause allows the president to fill vacancies when the Senate is in recess and unavailable to approve. That realistically means he can put everyone in place before the Senate can spend an eternity approving them. This isn't a new thing, by the way. Every president has been allowed to make recess appointments except President Trump, because the Senate never wanted to go into recess. They used a process called pro forma sessions, which are a workaround that makes it seem like the Senate is in business. But in reality, they're doing absolutely nothing. No votes, no debates, and no legislative business. It is just a tool the Uniparty unfairly used to stop Trump from using a constitutional process to create a functioning executive. Absolutely. And you can see everyone's trying to do all these different things to stop Trump as he takes the White House, as he moves into the White House. So you can see that they are now panicking and they're doing whatever they possibly can to stop Trump after the fact. Now, I do believe this will be done in stages. Like we said before, I don't think they were going to cheat the way they cheated back in 2020, because I think everyone knew how they cheated and they knew that it wasn't going to work this time around and it was going to be very, very noticeable. And I think this is why they pretty much made it look like the elections are on the up and up. I do believe they moved everything to the back end and they will try to stop him getting into office. And then if that doesn't work, they will try to stop him every step of the way. But I think after a year or so, I think they're going to lose power quite quickly, and it's going to become more and more difficult to stop everything that is coming. And they're going to be basically in a place where they're not going to win. And I think the people of this country are going to see who the tyrants are and who the patriots are at this point. And I think you're going to see a real separation. And the people are going to say, okay, these are the people that we must vote out at this point, because I think it's going to become very, very noticeable. It's almost like the unvaccinated and the vaccinated. It's very, very noticeable now when people are looking at the people that have, you know, disease or illnesses or heart problems. They compare them to those people that were vaccinated and unvaccinated. You can see the big difference that the unvaccinated doesn't have any of this. And I think in government now, you're going to see a big difference between the patriots, the people that are actually representing us, and those who are tyrannical. I think you're going to see a very, very big difference coming up. Now, Trump, he's going to be meeting with Biden, and it looks like the date is already set. And this is going to be very, very interesting. It looks like it's going to be Wednesday at 11 a.m., but let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. But with everything that's going on right now, Trump definitely has a lot more power than he did when he came in 2016, because this time he's going to have government control. Think about all the people that he's bringing in. Think about all the people that won't be in his administration. So this time it's going to be very, very different. And let's go back to Post 2472, November 10th, 2018. We knew then, we know now. This time we have government control. Boom. And this time around, the patriots have government control. And this time, it's going to be very, very difficult for the deep state players to do what they have done in the past. Why? Because the patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email, and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin. With only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply, Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story, as usual. It's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today. And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind.